USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has reversed course and now says he will no longer travel to Ukraine to push for that country to investigate Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden. Giuliani told Fox News the meeting would have accomplished little and may be in the hands of those who might misrepresent it.
I will get out of it in order to remove any political suggestion.
Okay.
I will step back. And I'll just watch it unfold.
The news came hours after Trump had told Politico in an interview that he planned to speak with Giuliani about the trip. In Washington State, parents can no longer claim a personal or philosophical reason for not having their children vaccinated for measles before attending school. Washington Governor Jay Inslee signed the bill yesterday.
What we need to do in the state of Washington is make decisions based on science. We have to do it based on medicine. And we have to do it based on public health to help all of our children.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Donald Trump is getting some praise from Democrat Dan Kildee, Chief Deputy Whip of the Democratic Caucus, for holding firm for structural substantive changes in trade with China.
They have held firm so far. And I want to encourage the president, hold the line. The tariffs, I'm not sure, are the right approach because, again, we're often hitting the wrong targets. But hold firm on this fundamental question of insisting on reform.
Kildee made his comments on Fox News. Gunmen forced their way into the five-star Pearl Continental Hotel in Pakistan today. Journalist Ben Farmer tells CNN gunfire could be heard.
It's the big hotel in Gwadar. Now, Gwadar is a very strategically important port, and it's the focal point of an enormous amount of Chinese investment in Pakistan at the moment. So there will be a lot of Chinese business people there that may also be tourists there. It's really a very, very important port city for Pakistan.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
North Korea launched two suspected short-range missiles on Thursday, adding another complication into Pyongyang's stalled negotiations with the U.S. and peace talks with South Korea. During an interview on CNN, Republican Congressman Ted Yoho said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is looking for attention so he can get back to the negotiating table.
Kim Jong-un walked away thinking he was going to get some kind of a deal or a release on sanctions, and I commend again Mike Pompeo, President Trump, and Stephen Biegun for standing strong and just saying these are not the negotiations of the past that we truly expect for you to define what denuclearization is. Let's lay out a game plan and then let's work towards that.
Some producers in Hollywood are saying they'll stop filming movies in one state. More from USA's Wendy King.
At least three Hollywood production companies have said they're not going to shoot films in Georgia because of a new law which bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Georgia has a 30% tax credit for film productions. Actress Alyssa Milano wrote a letter to the governor and Georgia House Speaker David Ralston that was signed by 50 actors. Upon signing the bill on Tuesday, Governor Brian Kemp acknowledged the potential legal challenges, but said he'll always continue to fight for life.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan, not a big fan of President Trump, saying Trump is not in the same class as his predecessors, Presidents Bush and Obama. Khan says the United Kingdom should not hold a state banquet when Trump arrives next month for a visit. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.